cherish all the time you spend, you tuned in to. It's time again to cherish all the time you spend, you tuned in to. It's the number one podcast. The topics of discussion when we broadcast. So all in artificial man, we do it natural from the concrete to a public standpoint.
What up, everybody, and welcome to the 52 Scott Podcast. This is For Women Wednesday. I'm your host, Freddie G, joined by my co-host, K Money, Slash, and Comedian 96. Collectively, we are the Mind of Men. Don't forget to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at 52 Scott Podcast. On Instagram and Facebook, The 52 Scott Podcast. And for all my YouTubers, don't forget to like and subscribe. And welcome to another Women Wednesday. Okay, today's show is for women who are raising their child or children while in a toxic relationship. Today's show is also for women who prioritize having a good time over making responsible decisions for their children. Today's show is also meant to ruffle feathers for mothers who fall in one or both of those categories. If that woman is you, hopefully today's show will be a wake-up call. So, okay, fellas, I saw two stories on the news that inspired today's show, right? Both of these mothers in both of these news segments, they spoke to me without saying a word. Comedian 96, you want to know what those mothers said to me?
Yeah, I would like to hear what they said to you.
Man, fuck them kids.
Oh.
That's what those mothers said to me. Now, with that being said, let me share the first story with y'all. And I know y'all may have heard this story, right? So, there was this boyfriend and girlfriend, right? The boyfriend, his name is Brian Coulter. He's 34 years old, and he was charged and convicted of capital murder, and he was sentenced to life without parole. Mm. Now, his girlfriend is the mother of four boys.
Yeah.
None of those are his biological kids.
None.
Now, she's 35, and her name is Gloria Williams. Mm-hmm. And she was charged with injury to a child by omission and tampering with evidence. Mm-hmm. Now, the evidence is a corpse. Mm. So that means that her child was actually killed.
And she knew it.
Yeah. Now, let me put some more context to the story, right? So, y'all know that boyfriend just received life without parole. Mm-hmm. That dude is a white boy. Mm-hmm. Now, the mama is a black woman. Mm-hmm. Now, her son, the one that was killed, he was actually beat to death. Mm. He was actually beat to death. He was an 8-year-old boy.
He was the oldest out of the kids, correct?
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't the oldest.
No, yeah, I'm going to share the ages, which is here shortly. But he was 8. He was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And he was beaten to death in November of 2020. Mm. Now, once he was beaten to death, the mother and the boyfriend, they moved out of the apartment in March of 2021. Now, keep in mind, he was beaten to death in November of 2020. But they moved out of their apartment in March of 2021, and they left all four of the children behind, all boys. Mm. So they left the deceased 8-year-old behind. They left a 15-year-old behind. Mm-hmm. They left a 10-year-old behind. And they left a 7-year-old behind. Mm. Now, the mother and boyfriend, they would actually go to the apartment every few weeks to drop off food. Mm-hmm. And when they go to drop off the food at the apartment, the white boyfriend would beat the youngest two boys. Every time they drop off the food, he'll beat those young two. So he'll be beating the because the deceased 8-year-old was in another room in the apartment. But when they go to drop off the food to him, he would beat the 10-year-old and the 7-year-old.
Hold on. Let me get make sure I understand. Yeah. So the 8-year-old was already deceased, and even though they kept going back to the apartment, he continued the beatings.
He continued the beating of
the other two siblings.
Two of the three siblings that's living.
Wow. I didn't the smell?
Yeah, well, they was in there with it. They was in there with it. Now around September of October of 2021, the electricity was cut off in the apartment. Mm-hmm. So let me do a little timeline real quick. Mm-hmm. The 8-year-old was beaten in November of 2020. He died in November of 2020. Mm-hmm. Mom and boyfriend left the apartment in March of 2021. So how many months from November of 2020?
That's 5 months.
Almost six.
Yeah.
So for almost half a year, they lived in that apartment with that dead boy. Now, when they left the apartment in March of 2021, around about September of October of 2021, the electricity was cut off in the apartment. So from November to let's say October 2021, that's almost a year. That's almost a year. That boy was dead in that apartment, and those other three boys was living in that apartment.
Yeah.
And they would come and drop food off every now and then. Mm-hmm. Now, the apartment didn't have any beds in it, and there were roaches everywhere, according to sources.
Yeah.
Now, on October 24th, 2021, the police received a call from the older sibling, which is the 15-year-old. And that's when they came out and they found that the boy was deceased and he was in another room lying under a blanket and he had decayed and he had been there for almost a year.
Damn.
Now, with that being said, fellas, I have a two-part question for y'all. Is the mother the fault and the reason why her son is dead? And what do y'all think should happen to her? And why, it's a three-part question. And why do y'all think she allowed all of that to happen?
I absolutely think that she's at fault for her son being dead or deceased, because she put him in that situation. One, or she brought someone around that caused that to happen, which is why she's at fault. I mean, because if it wasn't for her, the white guy would never be in the picture. Would have never been in the picture. Mm-hmm. Now, I hate to hear that the father wasn't around of these four kids. It doesn't sound like throughout the story that you or the opening. You never mentioned the biological father. So, I mean, it's sad to hear that, you know, he wasn't around or involved in no way, form, or fashion, you know, because, and if he has, and I don't recall hearing anything about the biological father throughout the times I've heard the story mentioned in the news. So, she solely has to be, she's solely the reason, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's definitely her fault. She's definitely at fault. Let me say that, because again, you know, you allowed this man around your children and allowed him to continue doing the beating, right, and allowed him to live with you with your dead child in the house. All of this you allowed. So yes, she's definitely a number one source of why this is happening.
He's already beaten one child to death, and then you allow him to continue beating your boys. Considering that he can do another child this way.
That's what he's trying to do.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
That's why they living in that apartment.
And she deserves the same fucking penalty he got, in my opinion.
If not more, two life sentences. You know, she deserves to be held accountable, definitely, for this child's death and the way those other children were treated. That's negligence.
Now, here's the thing, though. Like, the boyfriend, he was charged and convicted of capital murder. Mm-hmm. Now, mom hasn't been convicted yet, but she was charged with injury to a child by omission and tampering with evidence.
Tampering
so
with
the
evidence.
Omission would be that you allowed the boyfriend to beat him.
Right.
And then the tampering with evidence, the evidence would be the corpse.
Since you knew
and,
that day.
And
right,
it
was in there.
Not reporting it. Yeah. Or if you went in and moved him or put a blanket over his head or something. Mm.
You were supposed to report that.
Man, I'm going to tell you. Listen to the story. First of all, I make my stomach hurt because y'all know how I feel about kids. Y'all know how I feel about kids. Did that? I didn't hear you in the beginning. Where did it happen? Is it another state?
No, it's here in Houston.
Oh Lord, man! I hope I'm not. It's me. It make me want to go to the courthouse and go to jail, bro. I'm really hurt about this, man. I really y'all don't know how y'all know I am about kids, man. Look, first of all, yes, I'm with you. / what you just said. Yeah. She is at fault.
Yes, it's all her fault.
She's at fault.
All of it's her
fault.
For
letting all this go down. But, man, what possessed you to be so demonic? What hurt me the most, you said he come over every time he come over to feed the kids, you beat the kids. What kind of...
Here goes something that's going to trip you out. Well, that's going to probably add to making your stomach turn. So, during this guy's trial, right, they pull phone records. And they got text messages between the mom and the boyfriend. And this was a year, the text messages was a year before the child was discovered. So mom said, Kendrick has feces on him and he's not moving. He looked dead. Now, according to this media outlet that when I was researching this, she didn't really say feces, it's shit. Mm-hmm. She has shit on him. And he's not moving. He looked dead. The boyfriend responded, "It's in God's hands. And don't worry." So he literally beat the shit out of this boy.
Yeah. That's what he did. He deserved the charge and the case that
he
got.
Is he still living in... He can't be still living in jail, the dude that did all of it.
They're going to take care of him.
Now, I know you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but the photos of both of them, they both look like they throw the fuck off.
Yeah,
they do.
But see, if you look at, I think back when they originally were arrested, you know, he looks totally different from when they were arrested.
Yeah, you're right.
He definitely looked deranged right now, though. He probably tried to look like that intentionally.
Intentionally, so he can get protect, the crazy, yeah. to get the crazy, because you get that, what they call it, the insanity plea or whatever.
He didn't get that shit now, because they got life sentence.
He got life sentence.
Yeah,
now,
oh, I didn't know.
Now, here's the thing, though. This is what gets me, and all I can think of is that white boy paralyzed this black family with fear. Let me show you something. The oldest boy. Now, I told you the oldest boy was 15 years old. So at the time, you know, he's like 17 now. So he was 15 years old at the time. Now, he already killed the 8-year-old boy, beaten to death. And then when he come over to bring food, he would beat the 7-year-old and the 10-year-old. So that tells me he wasn't messing with the 15-year-old. Now, the 15-year-old boy finally called 911. This after a year now. He said, "My brother's dead. He's been dead for a while. It's just me and my two other brothers here." So, what kind of mindset did this 15-year-old have for not calling the police sooner? What kind of mindset did this 15-year-old boy have? I will say this. Now, I don't care who you are, and I'm guilty of it with my uncle, and I'll make the point. At some point in your, if you have children, as a man, if you have children, at some point, I don't care how good your children are. They'll get to smelling their piss, and may kind of want to buck dad. May not buck dad in such a way to where he balls up his fists or do something, but, you know, try to push that boundary.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they'll buck dad.
Right.
Until dad put him in his place. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I was young, you know, I grew up with my grandparents, but my uncle, I bucked my uncle, and he put me in my place. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, if this 15-year-old boy was at that age that we all know these boys get the bucking every now and then, and you a black boy, and I hate making things black and white, but come on, man, let's keep it a buck. We all know that, man, it's something about this black skin that just don't want to allow a white boy to whoop you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so why didn't this black boy buck this guy?
Man, the only thing I can think of is, you know, his mother.
Love for the mama.
Yeah, that, as well as respect for his mother.
For his mama,
for whatever reason. Well, I can't say for whatever reason, because that's her child. And you know the bond that mothers have with their boys.
Yeah.
So she probably had a huge effect on him to where he didn't reach out sooner. That's the only thing I could think of. I mean,
we all seen the movies where the mom be on crack and she out there bad, but the son, the oldest son, still got respect, and he out there trying to help, and he just probably just respected her.
So if he's beating those kids, do you think he was beating mom?
Yeah, of course.
And then look at this too. That 15-year-old also was probably thinking, if I call somebody, they gonna split us up. Think about that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that.
They probably said that to him.
Yeah. He could have been threatened.
Exactly. He could have been threatened with that too. So, do you want to leave your brothers? I mean, no. Nobody.
Well, I'm glad you said that because they're split up right now.
Mm.
The two youngest, they've been adopted.
So that's the 7 and 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've been adopted. They're now 12 and 9.
Mm-hmm. Adopted by the same.
By the same?
I think so. Yeah. Because they're in therapy still.
Right, right.
And so they're 12 and 9. Yeah. Now, I don't know if the 17-year-old has been adopted, but he's about to age out.
Yeah, he's aging out.
He's about to age out in the thing. Now, when they went and testified against the boyfriend, so the siblings testified that the boyfriend struck their brother in the face, the feet, the buttocks, the back, the legs, and the groin, and he continued to kick and hit their brother after he had stopped moving.
That, I'm going to tell you, that form of torture, when you said the feet and the groin, that was a torture that was used. I was just watching this video, and everything you just named, it's not the Nazi, it begins with a G. I cannot remember, but they tortured the same exact way you just described. I wish I could remember. It would come to me.
Does it mention why he would beat them?
No, it didn't say. It didn't say. But when I heard that he continued to kick and hit him after he had stopped moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like overkill, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you knew he
was dead.
So
that's rage and anger.
Anger,
right.
And
it's a hate crime.
Yeah, a part of me feels, you know, it's crazy, right? Because when we were slaves,
mm-hmm.
the white man used to rape our white women.
Mm-hmm.
Black women.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, black women.
My bad.
Exactly.
The white man used to rape our black women, but you hated their black skin.
Mm-hmm.
But you would stick your piece in this black woman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
what's the problem?
It's kind of like degrading them. Like
mm-hmm.
so when you I can imagine you kicking and hitting, I know you was using the word nigga.
I was just about to say, I wonder if he did use the word during the beating.
Yeah, of course.
You know he was.
Of course.
He had
to be. And see, the mama allowed him to use that word around her. So that's knowing why that it was wasn't okay. Right. Yeah, you know, that's the first place she went wrong.
But yeah, you definitely have to blame moms, man. The more and more we talk about it, you just get more and more angry.
She's the reason for all of this, man.
So her child could be living.
Yeah, had she been smarter.
Or not been in a toxic relationship.
Right. Had she used her fucking brain, period.
And I have to think that the only thing that because, I mean, again, like you said, Freddie G, if you look at these two, they both look thrown off. I just have to think drugs were involved, some form of fashion.
Oh, I'm sure they was doing something.
They had to. They had to be. They had to be.
Like you said, they look thrown off. And now, they totally
I want to go back to him, okay, because in jail, how long he's been locked up? Do you know?
Well, if I had to guess, he probably been locked up for over a year.
Over a year. Okay. So there was a guy, I just seen a post. The guy looked Hispanic, but it had him against the wall. They're taking pictures of him, and it's an IG post. And he did something to a child. I don't know what he did, but there was like maybe 20 or 30 stab marks on his back, down there. And they say they don't kill him. They just do this to him every night. So they need to do that same thing. They don't kill him. They just do it to him every night. They don't even kill him. They just keep doing this. Repeat the process.
So that's just some sort of torture
thing. Because he did something to a child. That dude did something to a child.
Right.
So maybe they need to do that to him. Because that's just ridiculous. Yeah, don't kill him. Just do the same thing. Just.
Okay, so now I want to segue into the second story, right? Now, the second story, y'all may have heard of this. Mm-hmm. So this second story is about 29-year-old LaKeisha Woods Williams. She left her 8-year-old and 6-year-old at home by themselves. She flew to Miami to go on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. The boat.
Now, let me add some more to this story, right? So right now she's incarcerated. Yeah. Because they got her, right? Mm-hmm. So I did my research, and I got some bullet points I just want to throw out there for y'all, right? So she's currently charged with abandoning a child with intent to return. She lived in a luxury high-rise apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the neighbors actually called the police because they were worried about the kids. They saw her leave with luggage and never returned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the children were said to be alone for at least 5 days, right? And when the police actually came, they didn't know when their mother was coming home, according to the kids. Mm-hmm. We don't know when our mom is coming home.
Yeah.
Now, when the police got there, the apartment was in disarray.
Mm.
It smelled like urine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was leftover food all over the place.
Wow.
Now, here's a kicker. The police found a webcam and a cell phone that the mother would use to contact the children to check in on them, right? And so when the police actually contacted her, she actually was uncooperative and lied about her whereabouts.
Mm.
Now, currently, the children are actually with their aunt now. Mm-hmm. And the mom is not allowed to have any contact with them.
Wow.
And so the judge issued a protective order against mom. So, again, she can't contact them or communicate with the kids, right? Now, I actually checked the Harris County inmate site.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that she had a bond of $20,000 when I checked the site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's crazy to me. If you got a $20,000 bond, what you paying 10% of that?
Yeah.
I mean, a $25,000 bond.
Yeah.
You're paying 10% of that.
Yeah.
So that's what, $2,500?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now check this out. When I checked that site, she was still incarcerated and she hadn't made bond. What's crazy is she lived in a high-rise luxury apartment.
Mm-hmm.
She flew to Miami
for
a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
That's about $2,500 right there.
Yeah, sure that rent.
So you mean to tell me you can't make bond? Now, right now, her sisters got the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Comedian 96, you look like you want to eat this alive.
Man, I just call her the boat hoe. That's our nickname. I gave her the boat hoe. Because who in their right mind would leave your kids for 5 days? And if I'm not mistaken, those kids were 6 and 8. If I'm not correct, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 6 and 8 year old, right? I ain't gonna lie. My mom went to work though. She left me. I was 8, but she went to work and came back, right? Not for no days. She went to work, came back, and then she called every hour on the hour, right? That's different. This lady was gone for days with a 6 year old and an 8 year old in the house.
What?
In a high rise. First of all, in a high rise, you should have put them on the first floor. I mean, not you shouldn't have left them alone, period. But damn, a high rise, that's just the worst place to leave her.
Her reasoning for leaving them alone, in my opinion, is what's trifling on her behalf. I mean, for pleasure. You know, why not take them along?
Think about you, 6 year old. I'm 51. I still, if I'm at a high rise, I want to spit down. If I'm 6, I'm definitely want to spit down and watch my spit go down. Just imagine a 6 year old. You leave them up there. What is her thinking?
She's irresponsible because when you look at it, she took $2,500 to go to Miami and flew and do all of this stuff, and then here it is. You come back and you can't bond out, so you spent your last going here to do this. Yeah. Now you got to pay rent and everything else. And you can't go to work.
Here's a boat hole. That's all.
Man, it's crazy. Yeah.
So here's something that I wondered. Did she travel alone?
Now, it may have been a group of them. She probably went with some old friends.
Yeah.
That probably girl's trip.
Uh-huh.
Mm, probably more like.
So, y'all don't think she went with a dude?
That, too. It could be either or. It could be or. Because, think about it. Is she in a high rise? Maybe that dude was paying them, and maybe he tapped. He threw, you got mine. Now she ain't got no bill money.
Yeah, but he done bonded her out.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If you threw, got mine, you don't bond nobody out. If he got what he got on that boat and he threw got mine, you know what threw got mine. I'm through.
So he was paying rent.
What I'm paying you out for? So, I got mine.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean,
I'm just saying. Think about it. If it was a dude that was really messing with a mess,
so you said he was paying a rent at one point in time?
What I'm saying, he probably up until the point he got on the boat, did what he needed to do.
Oh, okay.
He done. So, I hear what you're saying? Because if it was a dude that really was really rocking with it, she'd have been out of jail.
So, now, they say that the kids were 8-year-old and 6-year-old. Mm. And when the police arrived at the apartment was in disarray, smelled like urine, and food all over the place.
And how many kids was it?
Two.
Two, just the 8.
Damn,
and 6.
They did all that?
Yeah. So
I mean, over the days.
So I know it was 5 days, roughly 5 days.
I was 44.
I know that kids can be destructive, but do y'all think that house was nasty before she left?
Probably so.
Yeah,
5 days. Smelling like
It
makes you wonder.
It makes you wonder.
It was nasty before she left.
If she wasn't
clean that motherfucker up.
She wasn't dirty, at least them kids' rooms dirty the way it sounds. You know what I'm saying? Even if the living room was dirty, I bet other parts of the house were dirty. It's one of them. The outside looked good, but when you walk through the halls.
Yeah,
but. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Bathroom. I don't know if they were, you know what? I don't know the gender of the children.
Two boys, then they just pulling it out and pissing.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
They must be two boys. Man, gotta be boys.
You ain't lying. I go around, ring around the rosy around the toilet
walking
bowl.
Walking their territory.
Listen, you ain't lying. I walked up the little thing, the little faucet on the side right there. I try to hit that. When you turn it.
It's mine, bro. It's mine. You can't touch it.
Wow. So in closing, to all mothers, I have a rhetorical question. Where's your child's biological father? And the reason why is because I ask is the rhetorical question is because in both stories, the children ended up with someone other than their biological father. So I would say, ladies, stop getting into relationship with men that don't care about your children. If the biological father is incarcerated or deceased, and he's not a part of the child's life, find out why. If you're in a relationship with someone other than the biological father, you better make sure he's willing to be responsible and be a responsible father figure to your child. Finally, if today's show ruffled feathers, consider this a wake-up call. This concludes another dope episode. Tune in tomorrow for Think Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at 52 Scott Podcast, on Instagram and Facebook, The 52 Scott Podcast. And for all my YouTubers, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Remember, the only way we grow is if you let them know.